This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guests on this weekend show are Pete Vizentin, facilitator for the Maquoketa County CEO program, as well as Gabe Long and Charles Helton IV, Carlinville High School seniors, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Topic of conversation today is the CEO program and the upcoming trade show that will be held April 21st at the Cross Church. Pete, if you would, could you give us a little background and information concerning the Maquoketa County CEO program?
So CEO is an entrepreneurial program for students in Maquoketa County. It's open to all 8 Maquoketa County high schools, and we coach the students through the process of starting and launching their own real businesses. And it takes the whole 9-month school year to do that. And everything culminates at the trade show at the end of the year, where they actually launch their businesses to the general public. And something I would say about CEO is that it's not a game or simulation. Everything happens in the real world. So it's real businesses, real money, real dollars and cents, real opportunity for these kids.
How long has the CEO program been going on in this county?
This is our second year of operation, and we're planning on keeping it going for a long time to come.
Is there sponsors, or who helps the thing keep going?
Yes, so CEO is a privately funded program. 35 investors from our communities, from right here, have pooled together their money to give the students this opportunity. There's no outside funding from the state or any government agencies. This is a completely community-supported program to give this small group of students this awesome opportunity.
How many students do we have? We have so many schools in Maquoketa County. Is there some from each, or how does that go?
No, there's no quota that says we have to have a certain number of students from each school. We have anywhere from 16 to 23 spots in our program, and it's application only, so it's very similar to a college application process. It's very rigorous, and it's very competitive to get in, and we have 16 students this year. We have 16 alumni from last year, our first year, and next year we've got 23 students accepted into the program, and we just take the best 23 or best 16 applications total.
Maybe you could walk us through: a person is accepted, sort of what happens to the students then? How do they move on until they finally get to, quote, the trade show?
So once they get accepted, they have to go through an orientation, and throughout the year, the process that we use to coach them up to launch those businesses is we bring in 40 to 60 guest speakers from around the county, and really with technology now, we can video conference speakers in. They can be from anywhere, and those are 40 to 60 experts on whatever professional field they're in. So a lot of this stuff these guys learn is not from books or from watching. It's from people who have actually been in the trenches and are experts and have done this for years and years. That's who they get to learn from. So we bring in 40 to 60 of those. We also to take them on anywhere from 30 to 50 business visits. So we visit businesses for all the way from the small mom and pop shops to the biggest employers in our county, and they get to see how the businesses run and were founded and built from the inside out. They get to talk to the founders, the owners, the managers, the employees, and everybody that has to do them, so they can actually see and be immersed in the world of that business and see how it's been built.
Well, with the background in place, we'll now turn to our Carlinville High School students. We'll start off with Gabe Long. Gabe, let's start with you talking about you got involved in this CEO program. What's your experience been like, and what did you find interesting about it?
Business has always been a part of my life. My dad was a business owner and did insurance, and so I was always wanting to be a businessman like him. So whenever I heard about the CEO opportunity, I jumped on it. It was something that I could not pass up, because it's something that was always a part of me, and I always wanted to be like my dad, so it just made sense. So the biggest thing I've learned from CEO is how to network, and you won't imagine how many people you actually meet and gain a big network in, because there's so many people you go visit, so many people that come and talk to you, and you just keep building up and building up and building up all these different networks and all these different people that you would have never known before. And so it just produces a wow to you, and you want to produce that wow to them to show them that you're actually a business professional now, because that's what the class is all about. We're not just kids that go and talk to business owners. We're business professionals ourselves that go and talk to business owners, potential clients, or even if we don't want to necessarily go and start our own business, potential employers. So it's just a great program that allows us to expand our horizons, especially in the business field.
And as you started going through the CEO program, how did you start developing what your business was actually going to be?
Well, for me personally, the hardest part about CEO was making a decision, because at the very beginning of the year, I learned that I made it into the program. So I just started making lists and lists and lists of different business ideas I could do. So I had a list of over 75 business ideas I could have done. And after everybody else chose their business, me and Pete had to sit down with a list of 40 that I ended up shrinking down to about 20. And then I was like, I can't choose from these. He's like, choose the first one maybe. And so we just kind of talked about it a little bit more, and we just kind of settled on my first idea, which was a custom yard game business.
And so you've been working on this, and the trade show, of course, coming up April 21st, and what will be available from Gabe at the trade show?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm creating custom yard games. So I'm going to be doing cornhole, bag toss. Well, cornhole and bag toss are the same thing, but I'm also doing washers, giant Jenga, and backyard Yahtzee. And so what I'll be doing is I'll have custom built sets there, but I'll also be taking orders to allow people to create their own custom designs in their own products.
Moving on a bit from the trade show, we'd like to ask you, what's your plans for the future? Will you keep your business going? You moving on to college? So what sort of your future look like?
What I'm planning on doing is not necessarily keeping this yard game business, but I do want to eventually own a business of my own. I've always, for some reason, wanted to own a microbrewery. So eventually I might want to hit that point. But I know after high school, I want to go to college and I want to do marketing, because marketing is the best field to come back into being an entrepreneur without going into necessarily the entrepreneurial field immediately. So I want to do that. And then I also kind of want to study abroad. That way I can get a bigger sense of different cultures and stuff like that, so I can communicate with people better. And I just want to throw myself out into the business world and get immersed in it.
Next up, we've got Charles Helton IV. Charles, again, Carlinville High School senior in the CEO program, and we'd like to find out from you as well. You got into the CEO program, and sort of what have you found that you can take with you, I guess, in life from the program?
I would say that the biggest takeaway you can take from CEO would be just the people that you meet and get to know, not just directly in your community, such as Carlinville, but now I know people from Gillespie, I know people from Mount Olive, you know, people from all over the county and all over the state. And that's very important, whether you're going to go into business later on, like I am, or if you're going to college, you're going to get a degree and go get a job somewhere.
Now, as you went through CEO, what did you finally come up with as far as what you're going to go for the trade show?
For the trade show, I have started a business called Ties the Limit. I'm selling neckties, pocket squares, tie bars, cufflinks, suit accessories like that. I'm just trying to sell a quality product at a lower price than you could get elsewhere.
What did you find helped you from the CEO program as you were trying to develop your own business?
I would say just being able to talk to people, walking up to somebody, carrying on a conversation with them, making a sale, knowing how to do that. That's very important, whether you're actually selling something or just selling yourself, trying to get a job.
And you made mention you're going to go into business, but some college also. What's your future plans?
I do plan to take this business on into college with me, but after college, stop it and start up another business. I've always been real interested in real estate. We went to New York. I saw the skyscrapers, fell in love with it. So ever since then, I've wanted to be a real estate developer. I've always dreamed of starting that, and I'm going to.
And again, this show coming up April 21st from 3 to 6 at the Cross Church. And Pete will ask you, if somebody would like to know more about the CEO program, what can they do?
Number one place they can go is facebook.com/McCoupinCEO. We also have our official website, which is McCoupinCEO.com. They can follow the students through their journey, and they can also find out the relevant information about the program on those two places.
Pete Vizentine, Gabe Long, Charles Helton IV, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.